Today is April 22nd, 2009, and I'm Sarah Molesky. As part of the Rock Voices Oral History Project, we have Dr. Anthony Pagano with us, along with his wife, Jean. How are you today?
Fine. Cold.
It's a little chilly outside today. Well, why don't we start off with a little bit of biographical information. You can tell us your name, where you grew up, where you went to school.
Okay. My full name is Anthony Vincent Pagano. My date of birth is 6/15/22. I was born in Homewood, Pennsylvania, which is outside of Pittsburgh. It's in Pittsburgh, really. And I grew up outside of Pittsburgh in Swissvale, Pennsylvania. And I did my elementary and high school there. I graduated in 1940. And then my education was that I went to Arizona, and I went to Arizona State there for my BA and my MA. And then I went to Penn State for my doctorate. The next one here, let me take a look at that.
You can just go right on if you want, yeah.
Affiliation with the Slippery Rock, I was hired in 1959, the school year, and the department was mathematics. Capacity.
Were there any other positions you held on campus?
No. Except that I, no other positions, but I was the president of the
ABSCA?
It was not ABSCA at the time. It was the
was it
faculty
one?
Faculty
Senate.
Yeah, that's right. But that's not a position. That was So the only position I had was a mathematics teacher, and I was a chairman from, I think it was from 62 to 67.
What Slippery Rock era were you here for?
What was I here for?
Which era were you here for?
Three.
Three.
Look at your three there.
All three. Oh. where were you here? I was here when it was called Slippery Rock State Teachers College. That was 59, 60, and then 60. It was changed to Slippery Rock College. And then in 83, I believe it was, and it was changed to Slippery Rock University. So I was in all three of those. Okay.
The department that you were hired into, the mathematics department, did it change at all from when you started to when you...
Well, the I cannot give you the exact year that we took in the computer science, that was, it used to be mathematics, computer science, for a few years, and I don't know when we separated, and this computer science has a separate department now. So it was the department was, mathematics department was by itself, except for those years they were with the computer science.
What courses did you teach?
I taught practically every course that they had there, except the statistics course. I taught calculus.
That's my favorite math.
Yeah. Well, pre-calculus too. Pre-calculus. Calculus, elementary algebra there, the algebra, the 101, I think. and abstract algebra, linear algebra. That's about the extent of my teaching. Most of all was the abstract algebra.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
What buildings did you work in while you were here?
Well, we started off in West Hall. I don't know whether you know. That's the one they redid. And and then we went down to the, what was it, World Cultures Building.
Mm.
And then we went to the Science Building.
Vincent.
Science Building, yeah.
Mm.
And that's basically where I was in both, all three of those.
Mm.
Okay.
Go
ahead. I was going to go by the first impressions of the college.
Yeah, I know you said you had a lot of information, you found a lot of information about that, so do you want to tell us a little bit about that?
Do you want to look at this?
What?
Do you want to look at this, if you review?
Yeah. We did some talking about that. which one?
Six.
Your first impressions.
Okay. Yeah, when I first came here, it was a small campus in comparison to what it is today.
Mm-hmm.
There was West Hall, there was Old Main, there was the library, which is now the computer center. There's the elementary school. Now the elementary school was it had up to sixth grade in there.
Mm-hmm.
And then, I don't know what year it was, but they changed it over to McKay Education, and they didn't have students there anymore. I mean, they didn't have elementary students.
Mm-hmm.
Then there was North Hall, and there was South Hall. And there was a chapel.
I've heard about the chapel.
The chapel. In fact, when we were moving from Yuma, Arizona to here, I had the we had our furniture there, and we had it hauled up, and it was stored in the chapel until I found a home so I could move it out of there. And that was the Strain Science Building. That was the only science program. And then we had the East and West Gym when I came here. And the old football field was, it's a practice field now.
Mm-hmm.
for the marching. And the East and West Gym, now they were used quite for all kinds of things going on. The dances were in there.
Mm-hmm.
They had dancers there. I don't know what they do now, but where they have the dances, but they probably have it over at the student place. I guess that's about all that was there when I first came in.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what the change has been. It was, you know, with the all the dormitories they put in.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
that's
strange.
And Miller Auditorium was just about finished about the time I came.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess that was the big thing.
Are you finished with that page?
No. The school dances were held at East Gym. Mm-hmm. My wife tells me the following, that they... West Hall used to be for elementary school.
High school.
Well, it was a high school too, but it was elementary school. It was a high school, and
mm-hmm.
and the blackboards were pretty low.
Mm-hmm.
And he says that's why they hired you, because I was short and I could use that board. That's what she said. Okay, that you can take that off. That was a strange thing. Okay. There was, for the students, they had a grill and a hut there. And in there, they had a bowling alley in there, a couple of bowling alleys. That was the for the students, but the faculty went in there too. She said that we would, you got to keep in mind that there were a lot of veterans that went back to school.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, that's what I did. But see, we had a lot of them coming out of the Korean War. You know, they were coming in, and we had a veterans club, which was very active at that time.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What they did then also is on Wednesday, there was a time that they would give the students to go to different clubs that they belonged to or churches.
Mm-hmm.
Now there was the Newman Center, and then the Lutherans had, and so they did have a time that was specifically for that.
Mm-hmm.
The various religious churches held them too, and that was good for them. The one of the things that was very nice that they don't have now is that when you would go down to dinner, your dinner, you had to be dressed up. The boys had to have a dress jacket on, and the women had to have a dress. I don't think they allowed shorts or anything like that. But that was very strict, and that was in the old days, I guess you call it now.
Most times now, it's sweatpants and sweatshirts for yeah. just about everybody.
Yeah, that's true. The elementary school was a lab school there too, so that's where a lot of these student teachers would go in there. And
mm-hmm.
So that was one of the things we had there. We had a small faculty. We actually had meetings. The faculty would meet in West Hall, and we could all get in there. That's, and it was, and then the post office, our mailboxes was in Old Main, and you would see, when you get down to get your mail, you would see all the people, all the other faculty members, and you would get to know all of them. That was the nice thing about it,
mm-hmm.
that you would see them there, you would have a few words, and or a howdy, and to various people. We'd know practically everyone on the campus.
Mm.
As the college grew, particular mailboxes were separated into departments, and then we never would get to see anybody.
Mm.
And one of the things that was very nice about that is that we practically knew everybody in the faculty.
Yeah.
And by the time I left the school, it was impossible to know everything.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You know, our sororities and fraternities, they started in the late 60s, early 70s. And
I'm part of a sorority.
Yeah, they really grew at that time.
Mm-hmm.
That took place, and by the way, they dropped off that Wednesday thing, and you know, you'd have your, after classes, you'd have your sorority meetings and things like that,
mm-hmm.
and the clubs that they had. The changes that improved science and math curriculum, the mathematics curriculum was changed quite a bit. When I first came here, the courses that they were giving were trig, and they had a calculus, and they had calculus 1, 2, and that was the extent of it. They had other courses. Spherical trig, I think, was one. And Cornish was the first chairman of the mathematics department. Around 1962, we made some changes, and there was only three people in the mathematics department at that time. And so we had to hire about two or three people, and by that time we had to make some changes in the curriculum. And one of the big changes was we introduced abstract algebra. Mm-hmm. We did that in 1962. We also decided to have what was called Calculus 3, which expanded the calculus, because you could not do the whole thing in just two semesters. So we had a third calculus. I believe they still have that. I'm not too sure. We did introduce statistics, a class in statistics. We also brought in some courses that would be basically your geometry was, we had a change in our pre-calculus class, mm-hmm. and where we would have some geometry, algebra in it next up. Mm-hmm. So that was a big change there. And then since then, they've done a lot more changes that you'd have to talk to the other people now. We actually used Miller Auditorium to teach the basic algebra class that we called. It wasn't college algebra, but it was more or less a minimum type of mathematics for somebody to meet the mathematics curriculum that they needed to have one mathematics class. That's what they had for that class. And we used to use Miller Auditorium because we would have sometimes about 50 students in it. So that was such a big class. We did that in the mid-60s. Okay, what are we on now?
What were some of your campus activities? Any committees you were on or anything?
Yeah, I was just going right down. I was on the faculty council. I was 1 year for president of that. We did have a math club. I had quite a few years. I don't know how long I did have it. We started the math club somewhere around 63, and I believe it's still alive today. I was on the grievance committee for APSCUF. APSCUF came into around 1972, something like that, 71, 72. And I was on the grievance committee for, oh, some 8 years.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and now, what? I did give you some growth in the math curriculum. I gave mm-hmm. you that a little earlier.
Mm-hmm.
And what is number 9?
What were some of your accomplishments while you were here?
Oh.
I was doing a little research and I saw that you received top honors from the School of Natural Sciences and Mathematics.
Yeah, I did get an award. I forgot all about that. I did get an award for that mathematics. I don't know, I can't remember the year of that. It had to be in the 70s.
Christopher Beckson.
Yeah, well, the plaque that I had there came out in the 70s, I think. It adds something about the most, the class, what I liked about the course that I really enjoyed was abstract algebra.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe it is the basis of algebra.
Hmm.
And every student should have it. And we made that a must for graduation in the mathematics department. And that's a degree. The most important part about the abstract algebra is that it gives the person taking the course, the student, to look at the structure of certain mathematical concepts.
Mm-hmm.
And if you were to just look at one side, most everyone has had a course in geometry when they were in high school.
Mm-hmm.
And that is probably the closest that abstract algebra tried to get to. And by that we mean that you have to have undefined words in mathematics, something that you have to just accept. Mm-hmm. Like in geometry, you had to accept a straight line, but there's no definition of a straight line. You might write one on a board, but that's not really what mathematics is, because it doesn't have any thickness. And when you put a chalk mark on a board saying that's a straight line, you say, well, gee, that has thickness to it. Well, not in mathematics. It doesn't have any thickness.
Mm-hmm.
But it's abstract.
It's like just something that's understood.
Yeah. And then you have words that you have to have definitions for. You have to define certain words, and so you define them from the words like in geometry you would probably talk about two straight lines intersect, the vertical angles are equal, you know. So you have to explain what we mean by better vertical angles.
Mm-hmm.
So you could give a definition. You have to have what is called axioms that you have in your geometry. We always have axioms, you know. The most important one is the fifth one. It says two lines are parallel if one extended do not meet.
Mm-hmm.
Unless you go to non-structure of the geometry there. Parts of teaching that you have, I enjoyed the abstract algebra the most. And the worst, I guess I had to say worst in there someplace, the worst strange. The students had the power or they had the right to withdraw from a class.
Mm-hmm.
And they would like to withdraw from the class without a failing mark. That is, they can withdraw passing. And the biggest thing that I was sad about, or sad moment, was when I started with a class of 25 and 15 people before I finished them. Boom. They left the class, and I only had 10 students in the class.
Wow.
That was probably my worst moment. Now, I don't know why you wanted to know that. That's something that somebody always has a bad moment, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. The people that influenced me, you know, every college has a president, and the president gives talks, you know, encourages you to try to come up with new ways of teaching, things like that. So we had a president that did that. We had a vice president, and at the time, he was Harold Wien. I don't know whether that name ever came up in your...
I don't think I've heard that name yet.
Yeah, and we'll see. Everyone knows Weissenfluh because we know the...
Because of the dining hall.
Yeah, it's Weissenfluh Hall. And they left in the 60s sometime. Well, Wien stayed on for a little while. I don't know, what is my next thing to...
Who were some of the leaders when you were first here? Who are some of the presidents that you went through?
Yeah, well, the number of presidents, well, we'll see, well, Weissenfluh, and then intermittent there, they had Edwards. Edwards was president for a little while. And we had Lowry, who was he had a presidency for 1 year. He didn't want to stay there, and then they brought in what was it, Carter?
Yes.
Carter came in, and he left, and
Jim Roberts.
Whoa.
Jim Roberts was he?
No. No. Who came in after this, do we have it down here?
I don't think
you have it. He went to Dickinson College in North Carolina. I mean, in North Dakota.
Conoco?
No.
Wattrail.
Wattrail. Wattrail was the president then. Who was the next president?
Who was the Ark building named after?
No, not the Ark building, but the
Ebersol
was the president, and then Smith. And then Smith, two Smiths in a row. But I was under both of them already because he came in, Smith came in the first Smith because he was a vice president.
What were some major events or activities that happened on campus while you were here or in town?
Yeah.
Boy, I'm glad we did this before. the things that happened here while I was here that I felt was extremely important was the musicals that they put on, programs. The plays and the individuals that were sort of top in that was Milt Carvis, put on a beautiful plays, and Blaise Garnotti and Tim Walters, did the musicals that did a lot. I guess Wallace did something in there too. And before, in the early 60s, they had May Day activities here.
I've heard a couple of people that I've interviewed talk about those.
Yeah, see, the May Day activities was like, well, we liked it because in 62, 61, something like that, our daughter was in it, mm-hmm. our little daughter, you know. She's now 57 years old. And anyway, that was an activity there. And our homecoming parades, they had a lot of...
a lot of clueless.
What did they call the on the back of the trailers that they would?
The floats.
Yeah, floats. They had a lot of floats, and they did. You know, your sororities and fraternities, they would each put one up, and they would. They all put a lot of things up. Another thing that really happened while I was here was that Eleanor Roosevelt, who was the wife of Franklin Delano Roosevelt, mm-hmm. came in and she gave a speech. And it was due to Miller, M.E. Guffey Miller, who lived in Slippery Rock. We found out that, to know something about Emmy Guffey Miller, she was in 1936, when she gave a, a nomination.
Second.
She gave the second nomination for Franklin Delano Roosevelt in 1936. Mm-hmm. Now, he was elected in 1932, and then in 1936 he was elected, if you know your history. Okay, and you know, she was from Slippery Rock, Little Slippery Rock.
But she was the first woman.
Yeah, she was the first woman that actually ever made a nomination. I have to tell you what we did. We were in Washington, D.C.
Georgia. Warm Springs, Georgia.
That's right. I was down in Georgia. I had a summer session down there at the University of Georgia. We did some traveling there, and we came across our little daughter. She found it, and it was Emmy Guffey Miller
Women's
Club
Slippery Rock.
Way down in Georgia, they had a statue of her there.
There was only one for each state.
Yeah. One for each state, and that was from this Pennsylvania was Emma Guffey Miller. Okay. Be with me, because I've been retired 23 years, and I'm trying to remember the things that happened 30 years ago. So thank you for just listening to me.
It's all really interesting, so I'm more than willing to listen.
Well, good for you. Now, to get the end of this, I think... I'm really proud of the growth in the mathematics department, because I just found out that the mathematics department says, if you want to be a mathematician, first of all, you get a BA in mathematics, strictly mathematics, no education courses. If you want to go into teaching, then you have to go an extra year and take in teaching courses.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's one of the best things that ever happened. Mm-hmm. To try to get all of that in 4 years was very difficult to get.
Mm-hmm.
And now they have 4 years of mathematics and then 1 year for teaching. And and I think that is one of the best things I've seen that this they've done in mathematics.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I don't know whether this is true for all courses. You know, I don't know whether that was a that other departments have that in Slippery Rock here. I don't know. Do you know?
Mine doesn't. I'm part of the exercise science program.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think we have any teaching courses in any of our things. But I think they probably have it in other departments though.
I imagine they would because it's a 5 year thing. Okay, now they said, what would you like to be remembered? the remembering. When I taught to give the students what the concept of the area that we're studying, it's the concept that I hope that they would get and not the actual, what's the answer to the problem, you know. That is, if you wanted to know what the answer is, if my students would make an error in subtraction or addition, I don't think that that's as important as knowing what you're trying to get with to the concept of the problem. So I do believe that that if I was to say, did I ever get that across? I hope I did. And it's the concept of the mathematics, and not the answer that you get.
Mm-hmm.
And I hope that that my students did understand that. The concept is a general essence of the problems. Have any other questions?
Do you have any words of wisdom for any current or future Rock students? Or anybody who wants to go into the math department?
Uh-huh. Well, like I said, I hope they understand the concept, and that's it's probably the thing that I feel the most, and I hope they do that. But as I said before, the expanding of the extra year, that is getting a degree in mathematics and then getting a year more for education.
Mm-hmm.
Because it is nice to know how to, you can know the subject, but you need to know how to get it across to people probably younger than you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you're going to go into high school teaching, why, you can't go in there and start talking about abstract things all at once. You gotta know how to bring around the information without making it too difficult for them to understand.
Mm-hmm.
And so you do need some education behind you, how to teach.
Mm-hmm.
But you need to know the subject. That's my end, I guess.
Well, I don't have any other questions. Is there anything that you wanted to add, Ms. Pinaro?
Well, this one little thing that in our early years, they used to have picnics for the new faculty. so that the old faculty could meet the new faculty, and there were many of us with a lot of little kids at that time. Mm-hmm. It was a great getting acquainted quickly. Again, it was a smaller school.
Mm-hmm.
And the one thing that he does not miss about Slippery Rock University is that he really doesn't like the winters here.
No one really does, I don't think.
You know, Slippery Rock is a really nice place
mm-hmm.
to raise children. I to have a college here, I think our children, let me tell you what our youngest son, we have four children,
mm-hmm.
and he was a tag along, you know.
Bonus.
Bonus. Bonus, which is a bonus, okay. all of our children graduated from college.
Mm-hmm.
They all, we have two with doctorates, and so you know we're really proud of them.
Mm-hmm.
But the youngest boy, somebody says, when he was small, he was only probably 10 years old, 11 years old, and they says, well, what are you going to do when you grow up? He said, well, I'm going to go to college. He said, well, you know, why would you, you know, just want to go to college? Maybe you would rather be a plumber or an electrician. He says, no. After you finish high school, you go to college. That's all he said. And why? Because he grew up in a college town.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that. There was no telling. He's the only one that graduated from Slippery Rock college.
And he also said, I didn't know I had a choice. I just assumed I was going to college.
That's a good answer to that's the one that he gave us. I really enjoyed being in Slippery Rock and teaching. We had some real good students.
And wonderful friends.
Oh, yeah. Well, the one member of the mathematics department was a student of mine. When so she came through Slippery Rock, went on, got a PhD, and came back to teach here. And she felt that she had a good foundation when she was in Slippery Rock.
Hmm.
Well, and you know, I think Joe Gallion also said that he had a good. He's another one that graduated. He has a PhD from Notre Dame, and he's teaching in Minnesota.
Duluth.
Yeah, Duluth, Minnesota, University of Minnesota, Duluth. And he comes in here and he takes He gives talks here occasionally.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I hope he still does come on. He did when I was here. Come in and give some talks. So we should be very proud of our students. And they come back and they, and you being a student, you're one of the proud people. And you do get a good education here, I think.
Hmm.
So how do you know? What else do we need to know?
I don't know. I don't really have any other questions for either of you. And there's nothing else that you want to add or anything else?
Not that I know of right now, but I'll probably think about it tonight and I'll say, gee, I should have said this. But
we can always do a part two.
That's a good answer. Part two. Well, you know, we go away in the winter time. I guess you don't have to have it on now, but you can. It doesn't make any difference. You know, Slippery Rock is a very strange name,
mm-hmm.
and everybody thinks it's from Arkansas. You know, and when we go to Arizona, we live in a park. And in that park, there's a lot of activity. And I played a little bit of softball there.
Mm-hmm.
And we have a diamond. And then we would play games, and they would announce it, you know. And they would announce when I came up, and he's from Slippery Rock, Pennsylvania. And they would laugh at the name. And everyone that knows me now, they said, oh, there's a Slippery Rock guy. So we spread the name around just because of its strange name. But everybody thinks it's from Arkansas.
No, that's the other rock.
Yeah.
There was a lot from the football scores used to always, and I'm sure you had other people tell you about the football scores of Slippery Rock, which spread the name more.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think I have much more to say.
Okay.
Like I said, about somewhere around 9 or 10 o'clock tonight I'll have it.
Okay, well, I'd like to thank you for letting me interview you and for coming in.
You're welcome.
Have a good day.
Okay.